Okay, let's be real. Do you know how much Jesus loves you?
You are being real with Owen Barley.
He's got more for you.
9:30 a.m. exclusively on Impact 103.
Welcome to Being Real, where we challenge the way that we think and can be transformed into the very image and likeness of Jesus, which is love. I'm Owen Folly, and it's so good to be with you this Monday morning. And, you know, I went through something over the weekend. When I think about, like, Jesus is love, I just love him. You know, I went through this thing over the weekend where we actually went through to a drug rehabilitation center. And something that so stood out for me was to see the individuals actually enter into this relationship with God that was so tangible. It's like an encounter with God, baptized in the Holy Spirit, forgiven of sin, entering into a new life, a new creation. And I was like, Lord, this is really tremendous. This is what you've done for all of us. And it just reminded me of the value of my relationship with God, you know? And I felt like this was something that just really stood out to me, something on my heart that I want us all to get into today, you know? So hopefully we'll be able to do this together. So I want you guys to keep your phones handy for me, all right? Because today it's going to be a little bit more interactive, I feel, on what actually, you know, we're doing, because it's all about relationship with God. You know, when someone asks you that question about God and you're like, oh, how are you doing with God? How are you doing? You know, what does your relationship look like? All of a sudden, sometimes we can very quickly turn to the negative things, like, oh man, I see this thing that I need to work on. Why I see that thing that I need to work on and improve in and grow in. And like, you know, I wasn't so good in this area. But then all of a sudden, God gives us good things as well in our relationship. And that's kind of what I want us to meditate on and bring to remembrance, is put those negative things aside. What special things have happened between you and Jesus? And I'm going to be sharing my time with him on certain things that I'm like, man, Lord, this is just like me and you. You know, it's like you build your own relationship with the Lord, and something that really stands out to you about your relationship. So please keep your phones handy to message me here on Impact 103 on 071-364-0376. And we're going to have a beautiful, beautiful chat, and we're going to share. Now, this is the question, so you can just think about it until we get to that time where you start messaging in. It's just, what does your relationship with Jesus look like? What do you love about your relationship with Jesus? I'm very excited about this, because the priceless privilege that we have to know him, oh, it's such a treasure. It is such a treasure. So I'm looking forward to getting into it. Welcome to the show. Philippians 4:8. For the rest, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is worthy of reverence and is honorable and seemly, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely and lovable, whatever is kind and winsome and gracious, if there is any true and excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think on and weigh and take account of the things. Fix your minds on them. This is what we're doing today. We're taking the good things. We're fixing our mind on the good things about what we love about our relationship with Jesus. And I want to kick us off. But just a reminder, this is really, I really want to hear from you if you are listening. Pick up your phone, get that number of 071-364-0376, and let's discuss about what we love about Jesus. Because as we do, I'm telling you, it edifies us so much to pursue a relationship, to seek that relationship, to go deeper and say, wow, Lord, you did that in someone else's relationship. I kind of really want that, you know? And then I must admit, like, even in a conversation I had yesterday in the car, I was just like, wow, I really needed this conversation on talking about Jesus. And that's what we were going to do here on the show today, is really just give of what we love about our God, our Jesus, and the experiences we've had. So in John 13:23. Now, this is a scripture that stands off for me. Like, I'm going to kick us off. So here, one of his disciples whom Jesus loved, whom he esteemed and delighted in, was reclining next to him on Jesus's chest. Now, I love this because I honestly can see myself in my time with God, where I can actually just be resting in him, you know, resting on who he is and just spending time with him, talking about like really awesome things that have happened. And there have been times where I can literally just feel myself like on my pillow talking to God, and I'm on his chest. I can feel him breathing. I can feel the closeness. And you know that there's this time when you get so close with someone that you don't really need to talk. You kind of just being in the presence with each other, and that's okay. You know, I don't know if you know what I'm saying. You don't need to like say anything. You're just comfortable. You're comfortable. And that's how I see my relationship with Jesus. I love being around him. You know, I love resting with him and just being with him. You know, it's one thing that I just love about Jesus. So please let me know if there's something that you really love about Jesus, something that you take a look and sober-mindedly take a look at your relationship and say, wow, you know, actually in my relationship, I love doing this with Jesus. I love, I don't know, going on a date with him. Or whatever it is that you might be doing, just let us know here on Impact 103 so that we can share in just the beauty and the value of being in a relationship with God. Man, we've been having a great conversation here on Impact 103. It is now 12 past 10. And if you've just joined us, we're talking about what we love about our relationship with Jesus. And I have a few people that have actually messaged in and said, now, this is Stan saying, we never walk alone. Something I love about Jesus is that we never walk alone. I love that, Stan. I love it. Another person saying, it's so important to actually think about this relationship that we have with the Trinity as one of the most important things that we need to do. And I actually asked Stephen as he walked into the studio now, like, what does he love about his relationship with Jesus? And he said, how he constantly holds me. And I must say, that just jogged something that happened with me this weekend, was me being there at this drug rehabilitation center, and seeing everybody encounter God reminded me of the value, of my relationship with the Lord. And eventually I was just felt this presence of God on me so strongly. I was like, man, I need to just go and spend some time with Jesus. So I was sitting there on this chair listening to this worship, and I was just raising my own hands and getting into this place of just like God just wrecking me again with his love and telling me and showing me, Owen, just remember the good things about our relationship. You don't always need to look at the bad things, the good things, the good things. I've done so much. We've done so much together in our relationship. And it's something that was so, so important to remember. And I was just crying there on this chair. And all of a sudden I opened my eyes and my pastor is standing there. And she just looks at me with so much love. And she says to me, Jesus loves you. And it wrecked me even more because I realized, man, he really, really does. And this is what it's all about. It's actually about realizing how important our relationship with Jesus is. And in 1 Corinthians 13:10, it says, but when the complete and perfect total comes, the incomplete and the imperfect will vanish away. It will become antiquated, void, and superseded. And this is what the relationship with Jesus does. It supersedes every other relationship, every other thing that's happening in our lives, until we get so consumed by perfect love that comes from him that it just really changes our lives. Something that actually has been standing up to me, something that I have experienced, is times where I just decide, you know what, Jesus, it's time for me and you to go on a date, spend some really good quality time. What do you want to do? And I remember this one time where it actually, I love God's spontaneity. That's what this one is all about. It's God's spontaneity. Because I went on this decided to go on this date with Jesus. And I said to him, you know what, Lord, I don't just want it to be about me going out and having fun. I want this to be about me and you. You know, so what do you want to do? What do you want to talk about? What do you, I don't know, what is it that's on your heart? And he said to me, let's go to watch a movie. So I was like, okay, I love watching a movie. Like, are you sure this is for me? Like, not just for me, like this is for us, you know? And he said to me, yes, it is for us because I'm going to ask you to do something for me. And I was like, okay, what is that? And he said, I want you to stand up and tell people in the movie theater about me. And as soon as I felt him say that, like, I kind of went cold. You know that cold sweat that kind of just comes up? I was like, really? And he said to me, yes, like, this is what I want. What's on my heart is my children. I love my children. I love my children. And I was like, Lord, I love you and I'll do this, but I'm going to need your help because how can I stop the movie in order to do this? Like, I don't know how it's going to work. And all of a sudden, as I'm watching this movie, the power went out. And as the power went out, the Holy Spirit said to me, now's your opportunity. And again, that cold sweat like came all over me. And I was just like, Lord, this is crazy. But I stood up, I looked behind me, and I just told everyone, listen, do you really know that Jesus loves you? And that spontaneity about Jesus is tremendous. And what I love in this whole date that I went with Jesus, not only his spontaneity, but his ability to work everything out, to give you the courage, to give you the words to say. Because after I said, do you know that Jesus loves you? God just led me into the salvation prayer. It's like, if you were to die today, would you be 100% sure that you would go to heaven? And if you are not, let's pray a prayer right now. And people in the audience started praying this prayer. It was absolutely tremendous. And I realized that being in a real relationship with God starts to move atmospheres. It starts to change people's lives. It brings others into encounters with him because love does that. You know, like, you're crazy about someone, you just can't stop talking about them. You're just like, oh my gosh, I met this person, you have to meet them. And that's exactly how I feel about Jesus. It's just like, you have to meet him, you have to know him. His love is tremendous and life with him is tremendous. It's in Luke 7:37, and it says, behold, a woman of the town who was especially wicked sinner. Now, I don't know if I'm the only one, but sometimes I look at my life and I'm like, man, I am an especially wicked sinner. When she learned that he was reclining at a table in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster flask of ointments and perfume, and standing behind him at his feet, weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears, and she wiped them with her hair and kissed his feet affectionately and anointed them with the perfume. And this is what I love about Jesus. He says this, therefore, I tell you, her sins, many as they are forgiven her because she has loved much. But he who has forgiven little loves little. And I love, for me, this is like framed my relationship with the Lord because I realize that no matter what the sin, just as it says in Romans 8, doesn't matter how deep, doesn't matter like if I'm in the ocean, it doesn't matter where I am. Like even if I'm in the depths of Sheol and Hades itself, God's presence is still there. And he is able to forgive me of all my sins, cleanse me from all unrighteousness and forgive me. And this forgiveness produces something in me. It enables me to love him back because he loved me first. Now I can love him back. And this, I'm telling you, this scripture just hits me all the time. And I realize, man, I love much because I have been forgiven much. That song hits me every single time. So thank you so much for joining in here on Being Real. We've come to the end of our show. But I want to play you this message, just like a scripture that really stood out to one of our listeners, Sternus, who says this.
Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4 and 5 says, Thou shalt love the Lord with all that is within you.
Oh man, so true, Sternus. There's a scripture that stands out for me in Philippians 3:10. It says, "For my determined purpose is that I may know him, that I might progressively become more deeply and intimately acquainted with him." And I just want to take a moment. If you want to experience your own relationship with Jesus, just stop. Stop where you are. Invite him into your heart and say, "Jesus, I want to be real. I want this real relationship that you have for me. I want it to mean something. Come live inside of my heart. Be with me. Baptize me with your Holy Spirit." And as you're being real with him, in those areas, God will be real with you. I'm telling you, he is hungry and waiting for you to do that. He wants that relationship with you with such a passion. And so I just want to say, please remember that having your relationship with Jesus is so essential. Keep it real. Be real with it. And just remember that Jesus really does love you. It's been an absolute pleasure being with you. Cheers.